Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, hey, I have had a ball this week. I cannot believe all the TV and radio stations who are requesting interviews at this time. Also, my book, we have started to write the book, and I'm donating $25,000 to the Benton Harbor Community Water Council, and just to get them so they can do things they want to do more than anything else. I'm excited. I tell you, I had a great week. Nothing is more important than taking care of the community. I know what you're saying. You can't help people who don't want to help themselves. So what I do, I try to help the children because that's important. That's our future. That's the foundation that we're dealing with. And we must make sure we take care of the children. You know, this water crisis is big. I spoke about this on yesterday about I'm pretty much minding my own business. And this guy called me and informed me that he said, Joe, man, that he's not my mayor. I don't even want to look at that creep. He's not my mayor. He said he was speaking. And he said he didn't know what he was talking about. He was just talking. He said that the speech was horrible. He said, but the good news was half the people didn't know either. He said, but the bad news, half the people did know. And he said that they were saying, good grief, at least they could have gave him some talking points. Well, he probably was not at, here's the deal here. They're sending him out to try to derail the class action lawsuit by saying that he did a good job, which he didn't. PBS called me and wanted me to give a grade to the mayor. I gave him an F. He deserved an F for his work. She asked me about the governor. Deserved an L for her work. But she did a D+ because what we put in the petition, she actually did. What the Benton Harbor Community Water put in the petition, she actually did. You know, and it's unfortunate that it took over 3 years to get it done. You see, this mayor was telling people that the water was good to drink, knowing that the water was not good to drink. Whirlpool Corporation was trying to sell the houses around the golf course. And they couldn't sell the houses. It was reported that the water was contaminated with lead and bacteria. See, they never talk about the bacteria that's in the water. That's what you have now, bacteria in the water. That's what you have right now. That's why your water stinks. That's why it's discolored. And the reason why is because they didn't address the bacteria in the water and don't want you to know. You know, who is going to go out of their way for black folks? Nobody. But we put enough pressure on them to make them do things they never done before, you see. I know you people, been y'all hate it. A black man knew how to do this. I know y'all don't like that, even though it may have saved your children. Oh, I know you don't want that to happen. You want a white man to do it, to save your children. You figure the only way your children going to be saved is by a white man. A black man don't know nothing. He can't say he's too busy kissing up to the white folks. So he has no intention of saving his brothers and sisters. You see? And this guy said, which was shocking to me, I thought sure they would give him talking points. But maybe they did give him talking points. You know? And he just didn't know the language to use. But like I said, 50% of the people there knew. The other 50 didn't know. And this guy called me in the middle of his speech, said, who is this guy? Who is he? That's how bad it was. You see, anytime you're going somewhere to speak, make sure you have good, complete talk, especially when it comes to water. Because a lot of people know about it, a lot of people don't like it. I would say out of Benton Harbor, we got almost 10,000 people here. I would say 9,700, I'm going to say 9,900 don't know. Even when we was telling them not to drink the water, they was drinking the water. We told them that the water, see, but black folks were telling them that the water was contaminated with lead. They wouldn't believe black people. They want to believe white folks. Black people love white folks. Oh, they say they don't, but they scared to death of them. Do you ever hear here in Benton Harbor, out of all the shootings and killing, that a black person killed a white person? Not here. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You see, even the election was stolen. It was stolen by the clerk, city clerk and county clerk, Whirlpool. Whirlpool won that election. You see, the people lost. Even the ones that went out and voted for him, you lost. You're the big loser. That's right. You are the big loser, whether you like it or not. You went out and voted for someone who's going to tell you to drink contaminated water, and you think it's all right to vote for him. You're sick. You see, you are a sick, sick, sick person, you see. And this is why it has taken over 450 years, and it's going to take another 450 years. Because we have a history of not getting it right. We don't need to do. See, everything we do should be geared toward our children, which is important. I know when I spoke to the professor from Andrew University, she was telling me the story of Benton Harbor, and I knew it already because I used to go to all the meetings. But she was saying that parents nowadays don't get involved with their children's work. She said, nowadays they don't get homework. If they don't complete it in school, they don't, it don't get done. And that's where we're at today. They're not teaching our children. They're not using any critical thinking. None of this stuff, you see. And I think I was fortunate enough for my children to attend a school that's going to help them and with my help, you see. And when I think about all the stuff that has happened here in Benton Harbor, black people still believe white folks, you know. They don't love you. They don't even like you. They use you to get grant money. You see, that's why I don't miss grant money. They use you to get grant money, you see, which is very, very, very important because that's how they make their living, you see. And one of the things that you have to do, put your children first. Put your children no matter what. Put your children first. All the hell that black people have been through. All the hell that we have been through. All the hell that we have been through. And we do nothing. But let me say this to you. Let me say this to you so that you can understand it. You know, the Black Holocaust was real. You know, from 1619 to 1861 and beyond, more than 15 million Africans were sold into slavery. Over 35 million were killed by slave traders, making it the greatest Holocaust the world has ever known. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to talk about stuff like that because it's black folks. Black folks don't even want to talk about this. That's right. Black folks do not even want to talk about stuff like this. And they definitely don't want to hear don't want white folks to hear them talking about this. You see, the Black Holocaust was real. And it still goes on right now today, but in a different language and form. You see, they expect black people to kill themselves. They have put it in their mind, they're worthless, you know. And then you have black people coming along and helping them believe that they're worthless. They work for white folks to destroy black folks. That's what it is all about. You see, think about this. All the hell that black people have been through. Can you imagine that? All the hell that black people have been through, you know, as a people that has been traumatized by over 450 years of abuse. And it ain't over. Mistreatment. Over 450 years of mistreatment. Over 450 years of torture. Over 450 years of hanging. Over 450 years hanging by Christians. Christians. They went out to go to church, get there 11 o'clock and be on time, because service start on time. Be there at 11 o'clock. And then they complete the service between 12:30 and 1 o'clock every single Sunday. Then they go have lunch or dinner. They go look for a black person who they can hang. And all these years, you never heard not one single person who has went to jail, who have went to jail for hanging and killing a black person. Oh, sometimes they get so bold, they kill and hang the whole family, the women and children too. They ain't care nothing about that because, number one, you are nothing but a piece of property. And you got the nerves and want to be on these devil's side, these white devils. They're black devils too. We got black devils. Ben Harbor is full of them. Ben Harbor is the Sambo capital of the world. You got Whirlpool Corporation manufacturing stoves and refrigerators, washer and dryer, and Sambos. They produce probably more Sambos, than any place in the world. They're going to put together, now this is big. They're going to use a new technology to increase their Sambo production. They're going to, let me repeat that so you understand what I'm saying. They are going to come up with new technology to enhance their samples. You see, they already got the machine, the election machine in operation. It's ran by Whirlpool. Whirlpool run that. It's already run. It's run by Whirlpool. And then they bring in the white slave masters, and then they have their samples, you see. And they predicted probably even before the election started that they probably need 180 ballots to steal the election. And unfortunately, the clerk, Tiffany, she sent out an email telling people there was 180 votes that nobody was a scumbag mayor or the candidate Gwen Johnson, which is hard to believe. She said in the third and fourth ward. Maybe it was a slip of the tongue. Maybe it was a slip of the fingers. But we know that the election was stolen. I don't think nobody in their right mind would vote for this boy. His wife and mother-in-law had no business voting for him. And I mean exactly what I said, his wife and his mother-in-law. See, her job is to give her daughter counsel. That's it being from the Nation of Islam. Her job was to give her daughter counsel, and she had failed her daughter. She failed her. You see, she should have been giving her daughter advice on how to deal with that scumbag, you know. It's unfortunate, but it's reality, you see. When I speak of reality, that's exactly what it is, you see. We have to make sure that we take care of our children because that's where we're losing the battle. You see, our children are here, out here in the street, doing whatever they want to do. You know, we don't even have a police department here in Benton Harbor. That's right. We do not have a police department. You call 911, the first question asked, who need the help? Is it a black person or is it a white person? Who need help, or a white person? And if you tell them a black person, they may not come. In Benton Harbor, and nobody here says anything. We got people all around here. Where are all the smart people? Where are all the intelligent people here? You got to have some. God never made a community where there was nobody intelligent enough to challenge the status quo. God didn't do that. God would never do that. And most of the people here is motivated by money. You should not be motivated by money. You should be a humanitarian. That's what you should be. A humanitarian. Take care of the people here. We got a long way to go. And the bad news is we got a short time to fix this thing. This thing is going to get worse before it gets better. See, I never forget when Jack Nicklaus came here. He comes here and, you know, they already had, see, they know black people are not smart enough. They can't compute. You know, when gang is being ran on them, you see. Oh, Jack comes floating in here. He gets off the plane. But Whirlpool, Harbor Shores, and the Sambos all got together, and they dumped 100,000 tons, or tons of pounds, one or the other, on the beach. Oh, Jack comes floating in here. You get a solid look on his face. Oh, no. I cannot build a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course here. Oh, it's too bad. I don't want to. No, the answer to that is no, no, no. And these black folks were nuts. He don't want to build a Jack Nicklaus golf course here because we black. Dummy, go sit your butt down. That's that slave mentality. That's what's here. We have the slave mentality here. Well, you do anyway. I don't. You have the slave mentality that you're dealing with. Oh, you should have saw old Jack. Oh, I can't build my Jack Nicklaus signature golf course here. Oh, this is too bad. This is terrible. You know, I knew all the time. The plan, that was a plan, you know, called black people, they believe white folks, you know. Jack went out, they went back to the office, Whirlpool Corporation office, and they smiling, giving each other a high five. Yeah, we got them. The newspaper, you know, the newspaper going to print whatever we say. And that's what the newspaper did. They printed Jack Nicklaus said he cannot build a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course here because it's too dirty in Jean Clark Park. And sure enough, but they got their samples. See, the key is you get the message to the sample. They're related to the news media, and the news media taking the run with it, you see. And they, like I said, Whirlpool manufactures samples, and that's important. So about a month later, Jack comes back. They have removed all the trash that they had put on Jean Clark Park. Over 100,000. I think 100,000 pounds, 100,000 tons. I don't know which one. One or the other. And he comes back. And right in front of the news media, everybody, I will build my signature Jack Nicklaus golf course here in Jean Clark Park and Benton Harbor. Boy. Go sit your butt down somewhere. Oh, them Negroes went nuts. They spoke to them. Oh, we are so happy that Jack Nicklaus has changed his mind and has decided that he will build his Jack Nicklaus signature golf course here if the city of Benton Harbor give them land so they can put the 6th, 7th, and 8th hole in Jean Clark Park. I said, go sit your butt down. Get, don't even come back here. But just white folks control the school system. White folks control City Hall. White folks control everything that goes on here. They didn't care about you guys drinking contaminated water. They care less. Because most of the time, they don't drink it. They got jugs and they got water brought in. They got everything. And they knew the water was bad. Whirlpool did. You know, they're really an accessory to murder. Because we don't even know how bad it is. They never talk about how many people we had on dialysis. They had to extend all the way down to Niles, over there in St. Joe. Every single dialysis place was filled. Liver disease. Everybody, people being affected by the liver. Heart disease. Brain disease. Our children. And not once did they step up. See, that's why they build these samples. They build these samples to destroy you and I. See, that's why they sent this guy, Marcus Muhammad, to his water council. But he didn't know that we was going to have people there, you see. And when they told her, when he was speaking, that, who is this guy? Do he know anything? He's about the dumbest man I ever met. And they was, people were rhubarbing him. I mean, they said, who is, what is he saying? He had talking points, but they didn't make sense. You see? And that's really, really, really unfortunate, you know, how we let our children down. We send a sample. See, if your mother or father is a sample, please don't be like them. Community is flooded with samples. Like I said, Whirlpool, corporation manufactures. It's like a assembly line assembles. And it's going to continue and continue and continue. And on that note, I want to talk about a little bit about me. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. The only thing I ask of you, don't bother me. Now, I promise I won't bother you. As long as you stay out of my way, I do not talk to shambles. In this community, that almost means I don't talk to nobody. Because this community is flooded with shambles. They're everywhere. They don't die. They multiply. These shambles do not die. They just multiply. You can't get rid of these shambles. You can't do it. Then they go out and have children, and their children grow up to be shambles. What kind of mess is that? But I'm telling you, we're taking this shamble all over the country. We're going to stop these shambles by any means necessary, because they're here. You're surrounded by them. And they want to be something so bad. Be something, take care of the community, you shambles. Let me say this too. I know you want your child to have a good education. As long as you have Trinborn on a school board, your child will never get a good education, not here. Long as you have a Renato Triplett, a liar, he's a straight up liar, both of them are liars, you're not going to have that. But I hope next year somebody nominate Triplett also for the Sample of the Year Award. I think he'll get a lot of votes. But let me go on and say we're putting our Samples up against Houston, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Columbus, Ohio, I believe it is. I don't have all the notes in front of me. And Cincinnati, Ohio. We're putting our shambles, our chief shamble, my 11 feet. She got 25,227 votes for the shamble of the year. That is huge. That's more than all of them put together when it comes to voting. This election, Mayor Marcus Muhammad got a little bit over 400 votes. And here for the Sample of the Year Award, he gets 25,000 votes he gets, you know. And in the city itself, where there's more than 8,000 registered voters, he gets 400. And then that's when the 180 come in case it was close, they utilized that. Like, for them to say, nobody in the third and fourth ward voted for him or Gwen Johnson, I got a major problem with that. Anyway, his 200, he got 25,223 votes. So that's huge. That's huge, you see. And it shows that people are listening. They got open eyes. Like, I got to get a bio together so I can deal with them. The champ. The champ. The champ is back. My letter C. She's the champion scumbag Sambo of the year. She won it. 25,227 votes. It was there. Look, I'm putting my Sambos up against anybody. I don't care where they come. These three, my letter seats, Marcus Muhammad, and Dwayne seats, I put them three Sambos up against anybody. You know, Whirlpool did well when they produced them. Whirlpool did well, you see. But this go, we wanted to go all over the country. We got until, our goal is the voting for the three areas going to be February the 1st. And what we're going to compete against these other cities for the Sambo of the Year Award. That award is crucial. Understand how important it is and how it affects our children, you see. But we're going to get better. Even if this group has to die off, it may not be in my lifetime. But I'm doing what I can. I'm doing what I can to help this community. And I'm just not sitting around. And here's the good news. I'm not motivated by money. You see, they can say whatever they want. I care less. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. I care less what you say. You see, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to say what I want to say. If you don't like it, too bad. And, hey, if you ever see me and say something, I'm going to consider it an act of war. And you ain't going to like me after that. You better read my jacket. Because I don't hold them up. You see. And I hate a sexual predator. Hate a sexual predator, you know, and that's what Benton Harbor is. They live by sex. The Khmer's a sexual predator. He is. They told when he was driving the bus, he was preying on them high school girls. You know, he was younger then, but he was preying on them high school girls then, 16 and 17, probably even 15 and 16. We don't know. He was preying on them, you know. But my point, protect your children. Protect them. Do what you need to do to protect your children. There's nothing more important than your children. Don't listen to what these people say, because they'll say anything, you see. They'll say anything because they want to be intelligent, but unfortunately, they can't cut the mustard, you see. They say some of the stupidest things. And I know that in the documentary that PBS is going to do, I'm going to make sure I mention that this girl said the truth, need help. That's the craziest, stupidest ever heard. I never heard anyone say something that stupid before. But you keep listening. If you go on Facebook and listen to these people, watch these people, they say some of the dumbest things, you see. But you got to keep moving. Do not allow them to stand in your path of success. I do not do that. I make sure I'm doing what needs to be done. And on that note, I'm going to end this, switch over to my Blog Talk Radio. Matter of fact, my first guest, let me go to my first guest, and we'll take it from there. All right.